I'm Dave Mercer.
I'm Matt Pengrack.
Welcome to The Cull, a weekly sport fishing debate show. This week, I'm going to throw it out there. Toledo Bend, kickoff event of the Bassmaster Elite Series. Dean Rojas's one-day five-fish limit is going down. Peep our cull, Panger.
We're going there?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we just went there.
45 pounds, 2 ounces of largemouth bass. That's over an 8-pound average. In one live well, we'll be weighed in 1 day, a keeper, a cull. Now, this hadn't crossed my mind until I started talking to some folks who are in the know down there. And I've talked to 2 people recently on the phone who say, hey, you know, the stars align. As good as T-Ben's been fishing, and the time of the year that they're there, and the field that's in that tournament, wouldn't shock me. Wouldn't shock me. And then one of them went on to say, you know, I've done it twice when the stars aligned. I've gone out and I've had mid-40s days. I've been around that 45-2 with 5 fish. And I never really thought about it, but it has been a while since this topic has been relevant, Dave. I mean, you got to go back, in my opinion, to Amistad and Falcon.
Yeah.
Back in, you know, the mid-2000s before you could have an honest discussion. Now, obviously, if you're on a lake that has 5 9-pounders in it, there's a chance some guy could catch the only 5 that are in the lake. But reasonably, do I think it'll fall? No. But is this the best chance we've had for it to fall? Absolutely.
I totally agree. I think to say it's going to fall and be certain about it, you're nuts. I mean, it's a record that has stood for a long time. It's a record that many people believe will never be beaten. One of those people is Dean Rojas. But I think that if you look at some of the records that have fallen over the last number of years, I mean, they never thought that we'd see 100 pounds of smallmouth bass. There's
stars
many
aligned.
Stars aligned and technology aligned. And I think the exact same thing is going to happen at Toledo Bend. And here's what I have to say. Whether it's beaten or not, I'm excited to kick off the season at an event where this is a realistic conversation. Like, nobody, including Dean Rojas, can say, you're out of your mind. That's nuts. It'll never happen. This could definitely happen on the body of water we're going with the group of anglers that are fishing. And hey, giddy up. They say records are meant to be broken, so I'm all in. It's going down.
You're keeping it. You're saying that the 45-2 is broken. I'm just going on the statistics as what has to go right for this to happen. When you go back and you research what happened with Dean's record and how a number of things happened and developed as it approached that day, you have crowd control elements, weather elements, a little bit of, you know, fish. You have so many things that have to go right for it to happen that statistically I'm taking the safe bet and I'm culling it. But if it aligns, it absolutely could happen at Toledo Bend. And Toledo Bend is primed and on the upswing now more than it has been since any time that I've been covering professional bass fishing in the mid-2000s.
It's an incredible record. It's had an incredible run, but I'm saying it's going down. If for nothing more than to get Dean all riled up.
Here's the other problem. Here's the only problem with that, Dave. So Dean was sight fishing, right? Yep. So he could pick out the biggest fish and save some for the next day. This deal at Toledo Bend, if it's not a sight fishing deal, here's why it's going to be really hard to get to 45-2. There are groups of giant fish out there, and you can catch giant fish. And even if you're looking at them at forward-facing sonar, it's hard to tell the difference between a 6 and an 8 or a 9-pounder. So in order for these stars to align, it would dang near have to be the first 5 fish that guy yeah. catches during the day, or it would have to happen on the final day, which is statistically less tougher. Probable because you've been beating on them for 3 days. Because otherwise, you get up to 41. Are you really going to burn 3 or 4 7-pounders to catch a 9-pounder to gain 2 pounds? Or are you going to back off and try to find different stuff? So that's why I would say it's even tougher to do it on Toledo. You'd have to roll up and go like 11, 12, 9, 7, 8, and be like, holy cow, it's SeaWorld in here. And the odds of doing that without having a 6 or a 7 mixed in that gives you that upper 30s, low 40s before you back off. See what I'm saying there? Like, is that a valid?
Pesky 6 or 7s.
Yeah, but that's a valid point.
Very much. I mean, who keeps swinging after 35? You know what I mean? Like, if you get 35 pounds, never mind 41, you get 35 pounds.
You're camping. You're not swinging.
Yeah, you're not. But maybe. I don't know.
That's what I said, first five. If it goes down, it's going to go down in a one-hour span, in my opinion. It's going to go whack, 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 whack. Holy cow.
Wow. Well, I'm just excited that there is a chance that it can go down.
I know. I'm all jacked up. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to watch this.
Let us know what you guys think. Keep our call. Dean Rojas's five fish record is going down at Toledo Bend. And if not at Toledo Bend, maybe Lake Fork.
You're getting an email from Dean about this 100%.
Oh, in all caps, too.
Attention, Dave Mercer.
Let us know what you think.
Exclamation point.